Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO, and we have Lark Trigstad with us on our Caregiver Corner program. Hey, Lark, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Tim?
Well, I see you've got the mask at the top of our program today.
We're getting very familiar with that.
Yeah. You and I were just talking before even going on the air. I have no problems wearing a mask, going to the grocery store, the pharmacy, that kind of thing. It's going to be a way of the future for us for a while.
I think so. And, you know, of course, being a nurse and a healthcare provider, I'm very comfortable wearing masks, but it's been kind of a challenge for other folks to get accustomed to doing that. But I see that we're really doing it in the community, and that's really important.
Yeah, very, very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, let's see. Today's Caregiver Corner, we're going to be talking about a kind example of the best of humanity. We have seen and we have heard stories about kindness and generosity of Americans, and some not so great stories as well during this whole COVID-19 process, Lark.
Oh, yeah. And the sweetest story I heard was a letter that Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York read last Friday, and he had received this from a retired farmer in Kansas.
Wasn't that something? The farmer explained that his wife has only one lung, and often she gets infection in that. The farmer shared that he and his wife were kind of hunkered down at home.
Sound familiar?
Yeah, and they're both in their 70s.
Yeah, and he explained that he came across 5N95 masks left over from his farming days, and that he decided to keep 4 for his family. And out of the kindness of his heart, he sent one to the governor of New York. And the farmer wrote to Governor Cuomo, "Please give the mask to a nurse or physician in New York who needs it."
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
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 What is that old saying? When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah.
What unselfishness and thoughtfulness.
Oh, I thought so. And the retired farmer's sincerity, you know, it came straight from a caregiver's heart. Think of how many times his wife has been ill or in the hospital due to her lung disease. And what he did was he reached out and shared his mask as a metaphor for his gratitude and respect for the professionals on the front line.
Yeah, I think of the lessons that we have learned through the events of this particular pandemic.
Incredible.
How caregivers are connected by the sheer force of supporting one another.
Very powerful. And I was really touched by the goodness that was spread as we watched and listened to that letter being read on television in the midst of hearing how many lives had been lost daily.
Technology has emerged as an even greater tool for us to keep informed and a means of communication as well. Zoom for educators and telemedicine for healthcare on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
Of course, our iPhones and the internet are all essential devices to get up-to-date knowledge and all of those things, especially for caregivers.
Right. And the whole Zoom thing, I have to add this, is that when I took a six-month course out at the Papa John Center to try to learn how to be an entrepreneur, and it was very helpful, was in connection with Iowa State, and we did it according to Zoom. So every Thursday night we were there in the NIAC campus with live Zoom from Iowa State and then all over Iowa of other people that were trying to do it. So it was really neat. So it's just amazing now that it's advanced to this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, have you done any Zoom? I don't
know. I've done a little bit of Zoom. We've done some family kind of things. We've done a few other kind of things that I've been involved with. And it will continue to grow and go certainly into the future.
Yeah, it would. When we were doing that out at Papa John, it was a little frustrating at first, but after a while we became dependent on it. We could do it from home or at the college, so it's really neat. So, but, you know, we've heard a lot about guidelines, mitigation, and flattening the curve. Yeah, going back to this farmer, I think the most valuable lesson that I've learned from in this recovery phase is the example of his letter. And his compassion and sensitivity to the needs of others really is what shapes our community of caregivers. So, kind of sweet.
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. For it is in giving that we receive, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That's Francis of Assisi, and I just received him in the mail yesterday, a garden figure.
Ah, okay. Little things like that help get us through these times, too. Right?
I know. And you don't even have to sign for these things because of the no-contact stuff.
Oh, my goodness. My. Hey, if people want to find out more information, certainly about Caregiver Corner or about SageLink in our program that we do, how do they get to that, Lark?
Right. So it's easy to remember, NorthIowaSageLink.com. And on our website, all of the radio shows that we've done are loaded on. And what do you call those webcasts? Or I don't know.
They would be podcasts kind of
podcast.
Things.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Those are on there if you want to go back and listen to them. And just, you know, I find myself going to websites and doing YouTube and that to keep myself occupied and my mind up to date with things. So that's what we want caregivers to do is, you know, there's all sorts of how to do videos for caregivers on there. They're just fantastic and very fortunate that we've had a lot of people work on the site to get those there. So welcome to it, caregivers.
Very good stuff. Lark, always great to talk to you. Do me a favor, we stay healthy, okay?
All right. We will. Okay, talk to you next time.
Thanks, Lark. That's Lark Trickstead with us on our Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.